Now you know what you want. You know your superpowers. You know where there's weakness. You know where there's misalignment in your life. Are you in a career that is not working for your ideal lifestyle? You've seen the corporate workshops that teach 5 steps to unstuck yourself. Also the title of the new book coming out, Winter 2020. You can go to www.misskaylin.com. Get yourself on that pre-launch list so you can get it for less than $1. So in these corporate workshops, I teach the 5 steps to unstuck yourself. Oftentimes we are so busy working inside of our problems, we forget how to disassociate ourselves from the situation and see it for what it really is versus how we feel about it. I'll tell you a story. The other day I was on a Zoom call. And I was on a Zoom call with a very intelligent sales trainer. Worked with him so many times. Man, this guy is like the titan of the sales industry. Felt myself getting a little nervous. Now, it wasn't nervous because I wasn't competent. I know this business. And I asked myself, hey self, what's this emotion trying to teach you? Where in your life are you so stuck that you're allowing your nerves to get in the way? See, where in your life are you stuck allowing those nerves to get in your way? So there's 5 steps to unstuck yourself. Number one, you've got to know that outcome. What is that outcome you are searching for? Number two, you got to know your whys. You got to discover your value system. Step three, you got to take action. Step four, look at those failures as feedback. When you're stuck, what is the underlying lesson? What is that stuck state trying to teach you? And step five, you pivot or you adapt or you become flexible and you take those action steps in a different direction while focusing on that ideal outcome. You see, if you know your outcome, you need to have a plan on how to achieve it. Many sales representatives never truly defined what they want their success to be like, so they're confused about why it hasn't happened yet. I'm speaking to you. So you don't even know what you want your world to look like, so you get confused when it isn't happening the way you want. But you can't even define what that thing is that you want. Do not let that be your story anymore. You know your talents, you know your superpowers, you know where there's a gap in performance. You know where you must improve. The next few weeks will challenge you to level up even more so. We're on day 5, there's 30. We will go through the rest of this chapter's steps throughout your 30 days. Every single week, you get 2 new lessons from me on how to raise the quality of your life and your career. So get prepared. Get that calendar out and set aside 2 hours every week to develop your plan. Because we gonna start working it. Treat your career as your own business. You are the CEO of your life. Teach yourself how to be personally accountable. In all situations, be proactive. You own your schedule and you own your calendar and you create a well-defined plan and you will be ahead of everyone else. Because everyone else is going to become preoccupied with mediocrity. And they're going to wonder why the good things never happen to them. Don't allow yourself to become preoccupied with mediocrity. Good things happen to you and for you when you make them happen.